The epistle for the 21st Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 6. Brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put you on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of this darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and to stand in all things perfect. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of justice, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In all things, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to extinguish all the fiery darts of the most wicked one. And take unto you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who had taken account of his servants. And when he had begun to take the account, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had not wherewith to pay it, his Lord commanded that he should be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. But that servant, falling down, besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And the Lord of that servant, being moved with pity, let him go and forgave him the debt. But when that servant was gone out, he found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence. And laying hold of him, he throttled him, saying, "Pay what thou owest." And his fellow servant, falling down, besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he paid the debt. Now his fellow servants, seeing what was done, were very much grieved. And they came and told their lord all that was done. Then his lord called him and said to him, "Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt, because thou besoughtest me. Shouldst not thou then have had compassion also on thy fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee?" And his lord, being angry, delivered him to the torturers until he paid all the debt. So also shall my heavenly Father do to you, if you forgive not every one his brother from your hearts. As far the words of the Holy Gospel. So also shall my heavenly Father do to you, if you forgive not his brother, every one his brother from your hearts. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was not until the mid-16th century that the light of Christianity was brought to the Orient. The Jesuits, and St. Francis Xavier in particular, were largely responsible for bringing the faith to the Far East. St. Francis Xavier preached the gospel throughout the countries of India, Ceylon, and Japan. He did a tremendous amount of work in a short period of only 10 years. He is considered by the church to be the greatest missionary after St. Paul the Apostle. Now, the work of St. Francis was able to continue and prosper because he was assisted by priests who were infected, so to speak, with his zeal. These priests imitated St. Francis Xavier in his preaching and in his good example. Now, there's a story about one of his fellow priests whose name was Father Fernandez. Father Fernandez was sent by St. Francis Xavier to preach in one of the great cities of India. And as Father Fernandez was preaching one day, a certain man approached him. The man walked up to the priest and made it look as though he were very interested in the words that he was saying. In reality, this man had a great hatred for the Catholic faith. And so when he came close enough to Father Fernandez, he spit in his face. But without saying a word or showing the least bit of anger or any desire for revenge, Father Fernandez simply took out his handkerchief. He wiped his face and continued on in his sermon as if nothing had happened. And when the people saw this courageous act of virtue, they were in admiration of the priest. Among them was a learned doctor who witnessed the entire scene. He was convinced then and there that the doctrine Father Fernandez preached must come from heaven. For such great virtue and such courage to practice it, he thought to himself, must come from God. And so when Father Fernandez had finished his sermon, the doctor approached this saintly priest and asked to become a Catholic. The doctor was instructed and was later baptized. His good example to the other natives caused many of them to be instructed and to be baptized. And in a short amount of time, a mission was begun in that city where Father Fernandez had preached. Now, my dear friends, in the gospel for today's Mass, our Lord spoke a parable to his disciples. He told a story about a king and his servants. And the king asked one of his servants to give an account of what he owed him. And it was discovered that this servant owed the king 10,000 talents. And at that time, 10,000 talents was an enormous sum of money. The servant was not able to pay this debt. And so the king threatened to sell him and his wife and children and take away all of his possessions. But this poor servant pleaded with the king and asked him to have patience with him. He promised that he would pay him back in full. He said, "Have patience with me, and I will repay thee all." And so it was, the king, being moved with pity, the gospel says, let him go and forgave him the debt. Now that same servant, just being freed from slavery and destitution, he went to a fellow servant who owed him 100 pence. Now, compared to 10,000 talents, 100 pence was a mere trifle. It was a very small amount of money. But when he asked for it, he throttled his fellow servant, and he said, "Pay what thou owest." And his fellow servant fell down on his knees, and he said, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." The very same words which had moved the king to pity. But the servant, however, was not moved to pity. He cast his fellow servant into prison until the debt was paid. But of course, the king found out about his wicked servant, and he was brought before the king. And the king said to him, "Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt because thou besoughtest me. Should not then thou have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee?" And so the wicked servant was sent to the torturers, and he was to remain there until his entire debt was paid. And thus our divine Savior concluded his parable by saying, So also shall my heavenly Father do to you, if you forgive not everyone his brother from your hearts. My dear friends, the lesson contained in this parable is very simple. Almighty God has forgiven us the tremendous debt of sin. And so he demands that we forgive the slight offenses we receive from our neighbor. Now, it can be very difficult at times to forgive our neighbor. And our Lord understands this. And that is why he demands that we forgive our neighbor on the condition of his forgiveness of us. And thus it does not matter by whom or to what degree we have been offended. We must forgive. We must not hold grudges against anyone for any reason. In the parable, the unmerciful servant who owed the king an immense amount of money represents us. The other servant who owed his fellow servant a small amount of money represents our neighbor. The 10,000 talents owed to the king, who represents Almighty God. That 10,000 talents is equivalent before World War II. It was equivalent to about $12 million. That's a lot of money. But while the 100 pence owed to the unmerciful servant was equivalent to $20. You see, my dear friends, there is no comparison between the offenses we offer to God and the offenses offered to us from our neighbor. And thus our Lord makes it very plain today that if we will be forgiven our sins, we must forgive the offenses of others. And this is true charity. Father Fernandez in the story had a true Christian charity. That is, he loved God above all things. And for the sake of God, he loved his neighbor. He forgave his enemies. And because of his great charity, many souls were converted to the one true faith. My dear friends, let us learn from today's gospel the lesson of forgiveness. If we will be true followers of Christ, then we must forgive one another. We must forgive others no matter how difficult it may be. Is this not what we ask each day when we pray the Our Father? When we pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. In other words, we are asking Almighty God to forgive us our offenses against him in the same way as we forgive the offenses done to us. My dear friends, let us take these words of the Our Father to heart by striving to forgive everyone from our hearts. And by so doing, we can have the utmost confidence that God will forgive us. And so we pray to the Mother of Mercy to obtain this great grace for us from her divine Son. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.